This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, Manny, take it away, brother.
Guys, I need you to settle something from the group chat.
Yes.
Because we were divided. Some were saying that it was, in fact, a guy thing. Some were saying that it wasn't a guy
thing. Okay, so it was fun.
We were trying to make some plans to go watch Mexico play Saudi Arabia. I know you're very passionate about this.
Back to the soccer.
Okay. Some of my friends wanted to go to the bar.
Okay.
Others wanted to stay at home and watch it. So I ask you, guy thing, not a guy thing, staying at home and watching a big game.
Let me answer this one first.
Sure, okay.
But I need a little context here.
Age matters.
Well, age always matters because you have less responsibility, for sure. But also, are the people on the group text, are they from Mexico? Are they from Saudi? Like, if it's just to go and watch the World Cup, then I would say bar. If it's to watch your team where you need to process it more intimately and not be disrupted by some knucklehead drunk who doesn't know about the game or care, then I might have to watch it at the crib.
We have a handful of Mexicans in that group chat, and we also have just a bunch of other Latin Americans.
Then I'm going to say, when it comes to that, this stage, that team, I'm going to say guy thing. I think I've got to lock myself up in seclusion and watch this thing without getting bothered.
Hell no.
That's me.
Go to the bar, dude. Celebrate with your fellow countrymen, those that have the same heritage, same love of your sport. And if you're Moroccan, celebrate Bono.
Yeah, how about that? Morocco just defeated Spain, huh, Teak?
He did.
You know how pumped Youssef is right now? He's from Morocco.
I know.
I love Youssef.
No goals and his penalty kicks again.
Yeah.
None. He blocked all three.
He didn't block one, hit the post.
It doesn't matter.
He didn't block it, hit the post.
Hey, Spain just kind of disrespected Morocco in the way that they felt that they should be taking PKs. But shall we move on?
Yeah,
we
BT, you were watching.
Great job,
you were watching this time?
Yeah.
You were watching
this time. Well, because I was in a commercial break. Yes, it wasn't interfering with my job.
Riveting stuff, isn't it?
What do you have, Manny?
All right, so my girlfriend sent me a reaction video. Essentially, I was watching a video of a person watching a video. And in the first video, it was a man who, there was a picture and he saw, there was a picture and there were three urinals.
Three urinals?
Yes. Okay. And the one on the far left was used. The man in the video said, oh, this is easy. You have to take the urinal on the far right.
Yeah, get a little space.
The woman was in complete shock that this is a thing that we have to do. My girlfriend was also in a complete shock.
Really?
That this is guy thing, not a guy thing, knowing proper urinal etiquette.
100% a guy thing.
Yeah, man.
And if there's a stall, go in the stall. If it's three and, it's, and there's one of them's taken, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
And go in the stall. You have to know urinal etiquette.
You got
100%.
To. Unless you're me and you get the unfortunate situation where Dennis Rodman unzips his pants and takes a leak next to you back in the day like he did at some Las Vegas club in 2000 and his feather, I told you the story.
The boa.
The boa is hanging into my urinal. come on, it's Dennis Rodman. I don't want to get too explicit here, but it's like you can't help but see what's kind of dangling next to you. I'm like, geez, if there was ever where I wish there was more space in the urinal, it's now. I've never felt so inferior in my life. Jesus. Find the open space, dude. Like, find the open man in hoops. Find the open urinal.
Yes.
Give me a little room.
Now, I challenge you guys.
And if there's only the middle seat left, just go out and go to the next one.
I challenge you guys to go to your significant others tonight, pull up a picture of that situation, and say, what do you do?
Now, but here's the thing. Who took the picture? Like, why would anybody take a picture of that?
I think it was just one of the generic photos.
Okay.
Google.
Yeah.
You know, the internet.
That's true. Yeah, find a little space.
All righty.
Stretch out.
Let's move on.
Okay.
I don't know about you guys, but I always find myself in a situation where if I'm shopping with my girlfriend, we're going to the mall, I don't look at anything else. I scan the area immediately, and I look for a couch to sit my big old behind down.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
guy thing.
And then you look at
thing.
The other girls.
Twitter. Jeff Passan.
Come on, man. Tell him what's going on. He's not married yet. He could say,
little
hey,
soccer
look.
On
come
little
on,
soccer
buddy.
On the phone.
Everybody looks.
Is that what they call it nowadays, TP?
Yes.
A little soccer on the phone.
Soccer on the phone.
Guy thing, not a guy thing, sitting down as soon as you get to a department store.
I haven't gone shopping with my wife, and I can't remember the last time I went shopping.
Oh, you lucky dog.
No, so I'm not going shopping.
Yeah, that's a guy thing.
We're too busy.
Yeah.
Practice.
That is a guy thing, though.
Work.
Before I had kids, that's what I would do.
Yeah, no, before kids.
100%. Guy, 100% a guy thing.
Kind of piggybacking off of that, making a noise when you get off of that couch.
Oh, yes. That is called the grunt groan. That is like, it's the siren that alerts people that I'm, you know,
I just kind of don't want to do this right now.
Getting everything going. I'm going to get out of bed every morning.
I'm in pain because of you. I had to sit down on this couch because of you. Thanks, honey. I hope you found what you're looking for.
When was the last time you went shopping with Tracy?
A long time.
Yeah.
A really long time ago.
Ugh.
Over under 5 years.
Over.
Wow.
Yeah, me too.
Over.
Wow. Like, definitely. Unless it was like something like a couch for us or TV. Nah, not even. I just, no.
No, she's out looking for pants. She's looking for blouses. You have nothing.
Dude, stop. Come on.
Yeah.
Come on.
You got You're not
to
even
learn
going
there, young man.
I know.
Not
yeah, dude. I got
By you. The way, how many years you are you dating this lady?
Two and a half, almost 3 years now.
So you got to get a ring soon. You got to get a ring or you got to bounce. What
hey,
are you doing?
Spike, David, I need a raise.
You know, hey, leave the business. That's not happening.
A couple more hours.
Yeah, I know. But are you kind of leaning that way?
Hey, you know, she's cool.
And she's listening, so.
Yeah, well, not really, because she's not from the area. She's from Philly. So that always stinks.
I got a guy,
like,
though.
This weekend is
I can't get you a raise, but I got you a guy.
Okay. Okay. Yeah.
I got a guy.
No doubt.
I'll get you a little discount there.
No doubt. I very much appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure she will as well.
Mm-hmm.
All righty. Last thing that I have.
Yes.
Earlier today, we were talking about people who didn't have a contract. How about going on to SportTrack, going on to one of these contract, websites that give out all the information, fire up the trade machine, and play GM. Is that a guy thing or is that not a guy thing?
I see it all the time. I don't do it at all. I remember when it first came out. So I'm going to say, for me, not a guy thing.
Hmm.
I get why there's value to it. I get it. The different machinations. Well, you substitute this guy and this salary, especially in salary cap sports. No. I remember when ESPN first came out with ESPN.com.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm talking about like 2004. I was on it all the time because I was just trying to get rid of like Marbury and all these ridiculous contracts. I'm like, how can I get rid of these scrubs? Not that Marbury was a scrub, but you know, like the Eddie Curry deal. You know what I'm saying? Like, how do I get out of the Stevie Francis deal?
Question.
How do I save the Knicks? Other than that, no.
I'm going to say it is a guy thing because it gives you understanding and gives you more ammunition on why you should be upset with your team. Because you can understand it a little bit more.
Well, that's true. Right? It does arm you with some power.
It does.
That's true.
That's what I use it for, right? I'm not playing GM, but I just need to understand what the limitations are. And really, because we talk about baseball so much with contracts, we rarely do this with football contracts because we don't understand football contracts. And even I, who played the game, don't understand how some of this money works. But baseball, you know when a team is going to hit the point where they got to stop, or at least where they want to stop, and then therefore you can figure out a way to move money around only if you know the details of people's contracts, and SportTrack gives you that.
All right. You know how I could tell, man, this is how I know, like, he weaved the girlfriend into it three different times.
That's right.
Yeah, she kind of helped me with the second. I had to shoot her a text like, hey, what are guy things? I'm oblivious.
Well, why didn't Hoff help you?
Because Hoff is
texted Hoff. He's waiting on Judge to get signed. I just texted him.
That's the only thing he's contributing today.
I think he's also waiting for DeGrom to get signed with the Mets.
He was ornery yesterday.
Yeah,
my boy Hoff was in a worked mood, man.
He was.
Hey, when it comes to sports betting, the best thing you can do is have a game plan before you place a bet. Make sure you know the game and how it works.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.